From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Hillary Clinton calls it U.S.-India 3.0. The Secretary of State has been on a trip to India trying to promote the latest version of relations between the two countries. Today is Secretary Clinton's last full day in India. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on some of the deals that have come out of her trip.
After a long day of zipping around New Delhi to meet government officials, opposition figures, and students, Secretary Clinton said the countries are talking to each other in new ways, and she announced a few agreements that could be a boon for U.S. companies. One is an end-use monitoring agreement meant to ensure that advanced weapon sales sold to India will be used for their intended purpose and won't leak to third countries. Clinton said there's also movement on civil nuclear power cooperation.
Prime Minister Singh told me that sites for two nuclear parks for U.S. companies have been approved by the government. These parks will advance the aims of the U.S.-India civil nuclear agreement, facilitate billions of dollars in U.S. reactor exports, and create jobs in both countries, as well as generate much-needed energy for the Indian people.
India still needs to approve liability legislation that would allow U.S. companies to do business here. A U.S. official said that the Indians expect to get that through Parliament soon, though the issue has been controversial. When they spoke to reporters tonight, both Clinton and her Indian counterpart, S.M. Krishna, glossed over their differences on other major topics, ranging from climate change to Iran and nonproliferation. Krishna said only that their dialogue covered all of these issues.
India and the United States of America regard each other as global partners. Our two democracies can play a leading and constructive role on the global level in addressing the urgent global challenges of our times.
Secretary Clinton said she'll be making U.S.-Indian relations a personal priority.
Now, each of our countries, as you would expect, have different perspectives about the problems we face and how we will solve them. But as the oldest democracy and the largest democracy in the world, we believe we can work through these differences in our perspectives and focus on shared objectives and concrete results.
She said India's prime minister would come to Washington in November in what will be the first state visit that President Obama will host. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New Delhi.